A Matter of Balance, Session 4, Handout 4.0. Age Page, Health Information, Falls and Fractures. A simple thing can change your life, like tripping on a rug or slipping on a wet floor. If you fall, you could break a bone, like thousands of older men and women do each year. A broken bone might not sound awful, but for older people, a break can be the start of more serious problems. Many things can cause a fall. Your eyesight, hearing, and reflexes might not be as sharp as they were when you were younger. Diabetes, heart disease, or problems with your thyroid. Nerves, feet, or blood vessels can affect your balance. Some medicines can cause you to feel dizzy or sleepy, making you more likely to fall. But don't let fear of falling keep you from being active. Doing things like getting together with friends, gardening, walking, or going to the local senior centers helps you stay healthy. The good news is that there are simple ways you can prevent most falls. Take the right steps. If you take care of your overall health, you may be able to lower your chances of falling. Most of the time, falls and accidents don't just happen. Here are a few hints that will help you avoid falls and broken bones. Stay physically active. Plan an exercise program that is right for you. Regular exercise improves muscles and makes you stronger. It also helps keep your joints, tendons, and ligaments flexible. Mild weight-bearing activities, such as walking or climbing stairs, may slow bone loss from osteoporosis. Have your eyes and hearing tested. Even small changes in sight and hearing may cause you to fall. When you get new eyeglasses, take time to get used to them. Always wear your glasses when you need them. If you have a hearing aid, be sure it fits well and wear it. Find out about the side effects of any medicine you take. If a drug makes you sleepy or dizzy, tell your doctor or pharmacist. Get enough sleep. If you are sleepy, you are more likely to fall. Limit the amount of alcohol you drink. Even a small amount of alcohol can affect your balance and reflexes. Stand up slowly. Getting up too quickly can cause your blood pressure to drop. That can make you feel wobbly. Use a walking stick if you need help feeling steady when you walk. If your doctor tells you to use a cane or walker, make sure it is the right size for you and the wheels roll smoothly. This is very important when you're walking in areas you don't know well or in places where the walkways are uneven. Be very careful when walking on wet or icy surfaces. They can be very slippery. Try to have sand or salt spread on icy areas by your front or back door. Wear non-skid rubber-soled low-heel shoes or lace-up shoes with non-skid soles that fully support your feet. It is important that the soles are not too thin or too thick. Don't walk around on stairs or floors in socks or in shoes and slippers with smooth soles. Always tell your doctor if you have fallen since your last checkup, even if you aren't hurt when you fall. Weak bones. Osteoporosis is a disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Many people think osteoporosis is only a problem for women, but it can also affect older men. For people with osteoporosis, even a minor fall may be dangerous. Talk to your doctor about whether you have osteoporosis. Your own medical alarm. Think about getting a home monitoring system. Usually, you wear a button on a chain around your neck. If you fall or need emergency help, you push the button to alert the service. You can find local medical alarm services in your Yellow Pages. Most medical insurance companies and Medicare do not cover home monitoring systems. Be sure to ask about costs. Make your home safe. There are many changes you can make to your home that will help you avoid falls and ensure your safety. In stairways, hallways, and pathways, have handrails on both sides of the stairs and make sure they are tightly fastened. Hold the handrails when you use the stairs, going up or down. If you must carry something while you're on the stairs, Hold it in one hand and use the handrail with the other. Don't let what you're carrying block your view of the steps. Make sure there is good lighting, with the light switches at the top and bottom of stairs, and on each end of a long hall. Remember to use the lights. Keep areas where you walk tidy. Don't leave books, papers, clothes, and shoes on the floor or stairs. Check that all carpets are fixed firmly to the floor so they won't slip. Put no-slip strips on tile and wooden floors. You can buy these strips at the hardware store. Don't use throw rugs or small area rugs. In bathrooms and powder rooms, mount grab bars near toilets and on both the inside and outside of your tub or shower. Place non-skid mats, strips, or carpet on all surfaces that may get wet. Remember to turn on night lights. In your bedroom, put night lights and light switches close to your bed. Keep your telephone near your bed. In other living areas, keep electric cords and telephone wires near walls and away from walking paths. Tack down all carpets and large area rugs firmly to the floor. Arrange your furniture, especially low coffee tables and other objects, so they are not in your way when you walk. Make sure your sofas and chairs are the right height for you to get in and out of them easily. Don't walk on newly washed floors. They are slippery. Keep items you use often within easy reach. Don't stand on a chair or table to reach something that is too high. Use a reach stick instead, or ask for help. Reach sticks are special grabbing tools that you can buy at many hardware or medical supply stores. If you use a step stool, make sure it is steady and has a handrail on top. Have someone stand next to you. Don't let your cat or dog trip you. Know where your pet is whenever you're standing or walking. Keep emergency numbers in large print near each telephone. Home improvements prevent falls. Many state and local governments have education and/or home modification programs to help older people prevent falls. Check with your local health department, senior affairs office, or area agency on aging to see if there is a program near you. For more information, here are some helpful resources. Elder Care Locator, telephone 1-800-677-1116, toll free, www.eldercare.gov. The National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 4770 Buford Highway Northeast, MSF 63, Atlanta, Georgia 30341-3717. Telephone 1-800-232-4636, toll free, 1-888-232-6348. TTY/toll-free, www.cdc.gov/NCIPC. The National Resource Center on Supportive Housing and Home Modifications, University of Southern California, 3715 McClintock Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90089-0191. Telephone 1-213-740-1364, www.homemods.org. Rebuilding Together, 1899 L Street Northwest, Suite 1000, Washington, D.C., 20036. Telephone 1-800-473-4229, toll free, www.rebuildingtogether.org. Get a free copy of Exercise and Physical Activity, your everyday guide from the National Institute on Aging. This guide is part of the Go for Life Exercise and Physical Activity campaign for older adults. For more information on osteoporosis, home safety for people with Alzheimer's disease, or other resources on health and aging, contact National Institute on Aging Information Center, Post Office Box 8057, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 20898-8057. Telephone 1-800-222-2225, toll free. 1-800-222-4225, TTY/toll free. www.nia.nih.gov. www.nia.nih.gov/ESPANOL. To sign up for regular email alerts about new publications and other information from the NIA, go to www.nia.nih.gov/health. Visit NIH Senior Health, www.nihseniorhealth.gov, a senior-friendly website from the National Institute on Aging and the National Library of Medicine. This website has health information for older adults. Special features make it simple to use. For example, you can click on a button to have the text read out loud or to make the type larger. National Institute on Aging, National Institutes of Health, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, May 2009, updated April 2011. A Matter of Balance, Session 4, Handout 4.1. Prevention of Falls, Some Practical Suggestions. Prevention of Falls, Some Practical Suggestions is a publication of the Department of Rehabilitation, Physical Therapy, the Medical Centers of University of California, San Francisco. Getting out of bed. Lie on your back with both knees bent and feet flat. Roll onto your side towards the direction you will get out of bed. Bring your legs forward over the edge of the bed and lower them as you push your body up with your arms. Getting from sitting to standing. Scoot to the edge of the bed or chair. Place the stronger leg slightly in back of the weaker leg. Place hands on armrests or on the edge of the bed. Lean trunk forward and press down on arms to stand up. If it is a very deep chair, slide to the edge of the chair before attempting to stand. If sitting in a recliner, bring chair to fully upright position. If your chairs are low, add pillows to raise the seat level. Stairs. Always turn on the stairwell light. Going up, go up with a stronger leg first, then bring the weaker leg up onto the same step, then cane if you use one. Going down, go down with the weaker leg first, then lower the strong leg onto the same step. If you use a cane, it should go down first. Use a handrail when available. Follow these guidelines when getting on or off a bus or streetcar as well. Hills. Going up, lead with the stronger leg. Going down, lead with the weaker leg. Attempt going sideways if the hill is steep. Walk downhill in a diagonal manner, similar to switchbacks. Getting up from the floor. Get into a kneeling position. Bring one foot in front to a half-kneeling position, then rise to a standing position. You may need to push down on a sturdy object, for example, a chair, beside you, to stand up. Assistive devices. Cane. With cane tip 4 inches in front and 4 inches to the side, the cane should come up to your hip joint. The cane may need to be shorter for your elbow to be bent about 20 degrees. When using a cane, always hold it in the opposite hand than your weaker side. Walker, adjust height as with cane. See above. Place walker firmly on ground with all four legs in contact with the floor. Keep walker within comfortable arm's distance, with elbows slightly bent. Stand tall and avoid walking bent over. Use a walker bag to carry your objects. A Matter of Balance, Session 4, Handout 4.2. Resources for Fall Prevention. Organizations. AARP, source for information on health and wellness. Physical Activities Workbook. The Physical Activities Workbook shows how you can add physical activities onto your daily routine, based on your unique needs and lifestyle. It also teaches you how to start safely, set goals, develop a support network, find motivation, and overcome barriers. The first copy is free. Call 1-888-687-2277 to request a copy. 601 East Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20049. www.aarp.org. Administration on Aging, www.aoa.gov. Elder Care Locator. The Elder Care Locator is a public service of the U.S. Administration on Aging that connects older Americans and their caregivers with sources of information on senior services. The service links those who need assistance to state and local area agencies on aging and community-based organizations that serve older adults and their caregivers. Call 1-800-677-1116. www.eldercare.gov. Arthritis Foundation. A free pamphlet provides guidelines on how to protect joints during exercise, along with range of motion exercises for joint mobility. Arthritis Foundation, Post Office Box 7669, Atlanta, Georgia 30357. Telephone 1-800-568-4045 or 404-965-7888. www.arthritis.org. National Council on the Aging, Senior Corner, Health Tips. Find advice to help you stay healthy longer. NCOA Headquarters, 1901 L Street Northwest, 4th Floor, Washington, D.C., 20036. Telephone 202-479-1200. Fax 202-479-0735. TDD 202-479-6674. www.ncoa.org. The National Institute on Aging. The National Institute on Aging publishes a collection of fact sheets that offer practical advice on health-related topics, including falls for older adults. The fact sheets are called Age Pages. Another available resource is called Talking with Your Doctor, a Guide for Older People. To order publications, call 1-800-222-2225. 1-800-222-4225, TDD. www.nihseniorhealth.gov. The National Safety Council offers a variety of pamphlets on many aspects of health and safety. National Safety Council, 1121 Spring Lake Drive, Itasca, Illinois, 60143-3201. Telephone 630-285-1121. www.nsc.org. Videos. Be Bone Wise Exercise. National Osteoporosis Foundation Exercise Video. Telephone 1-202-223-2226. www.nof.org. Go for Life. National Institute on Aging at NIH. Exercise and Physical Activity. Your everyday guide from the National Institute on Aging. The easy-to-read guide, available in English and Spanish, is filled with useful information, sample exercises, and real-life success stories. http://goforlife.nih.org/slash/slash/goforlife.nih.org niapublications.org. Exercise Guide Video. Personal Emergency Response Systems. A personal emergency response system, PERS, is an electronic device designed to let you summon help in an emergency. For more information, contact Federal Trade Commission for the Consumer at telephone 1-877-FTC-HELP, 1-877-382-4357. TTY, telephone 1-866-653-4261. www.ftc.gov. Exercise programs. To explore exercise programs suitable for older adults, call your local YWCA, YMCA, or JCC. Some communities may have an agency on aging, senior center, university, or hospital that may also be able to offer additional resources.